Welcome back to the Coastal Bend Chat. I'm your host, Robert Hutchins. Today, I was going to talk a little bit. I know I watch a lot of YouTube videos. My daughter does as well. My youngest son does quite a bit also. But I was going to tell you some really cool YouTube channels, that I watch and actually get some sort of value out of. So without further ado, I will get started. First one, and this guy is an awesome motivational speaker. I've never seen him live, but just he usually has a weekly video called Thank God It's Monday. His name is Eric Thomas, also goes by ET. This guy had fairly significant rough patches early on in his life and ended up a school dropout, got his GED, ended up getting his bachelor's degree, then years later master's, and I think as recent as 2016, 2017, ended up getting his PhD. But got a business and does speaking engagements, does YouTube, has a website. I think he's actually getting into music as well. But awesome guy. Very motivational, very good story, and has a lot of great things to say about positivity. This guy's also his podcast, his YouTube videos very clean. I think I've maybe heard one bad word out of all the videos I've watched. So would be good for kids as well. And that's Eric Thomas, or E.T. I hear E.T. and I think of the 70s movie, E.T. Go Home. Anyway, but yes, awesome guy. Next one I listen to quite a bit is Grant Cardone, C-A-R-D-O-N-E. Grant's got several businesses, written several books, into buying real estate. He buys apartment complexes, and you know, he actually has funds to where people can invest in. And I think recently, like in the last week or two, he opened it up to non-accredited investors where people can invest, like, I think he said $10,000. And you get a return on your investment. The guy's got a lot of great knowledge on business, how to achieve your goals, how to invest in real estate, sales, marketing, management. He's a wealth of knowledge, and he's out of Miami, Florida, and I've learned quite a bit from him. Now I will put forth the language disclaimer on Grant. If you got a younger kid, whatever, you don't want to, you know, have your kids around profanity, may want to monitor. And then another one who is business oriented is Patrick Bett, B-E-T hyphen David, D-A-V-I-D. And he has a YouTube channel called Valuetainment. Then the guy, he owns an insurance agency, PHP Insurance Agency, and he's a wealth of knowledge, and he's a lot of, he puts forth a lot of textbook type of management business strategies. He's also, you know, he does public speaking as well, but he's a good guy, very knowledgeable as well, does have some language. But I get quite a bit out of him. If you want to learn about business, it's really good, like well-rounded. He'll give you a well-rounded picture of business operations. So, and then another one related to business, and I really got to put a language disclaimer on this one, is Gary Vaynerchuk. V-A-Y-N-E-R CHUK. And he owns businesses, several businesses. He's in New York, does a daily show, very public speaker, very smart man, very well versed in business, has a lot of knowledge that he passes along to his viewers and listeners. And I like listening to his show, but like I said again, probably not for the younger audience if you don't like profanity. But if you do, hey, it's fine. I listen to him. I watch what I say, and we monitor what our kids are exposed to. But that's he's got a wealth of knowledge that he shares with people, and he's done a lot of he's created quite a few businesses for himself, and he's a cool guy. And then there's another one, back to motivational. I like listening to Les Brown. Les Brown is another one that had he was he had a learning disability and whatnot, and had a tough time in school and all this. And he's in public speaking, but he's like millionaire status, and he's a very, along with Eric Thomas, he's another excellent motivational speaker that is a great lift me up if you're ever down in the dumps, or you just need some Monday motivation, or maybe Monday through Friday motivation. He's a good one to listen to, and I believe a lot of his stuff, because I checked out his website before, and quite a bit of his content, you have to pay for, but you can find free YouTube videos. If you just search the name Les Brown or Les Brown motivational speaker, you can hear quite a bit of his work, and watch his videos. And then another one with motivational speaking is Inky Johnson. This guy was he played football for the University of Tennessee, and he is a starting defensive back. And this guy, he was going into his senior year, and he was projected to go top 10, I believe, in the NFL draft, getting places. He grew up in a rough neighborhood, poor family, shared a house with 10 other cousins or whatever, and just a rough upbringing. And he kept his head down, his nose clean, and metal to the pedal, and got into college. And he was playing football. It was towards the end of the game, and he went and laid a hit on a guy, and he just went numb. And he went to the hospital, and they took X-rays, checked him out, and everything. And he was expecting to get released. And doctor comes in there, running in there. Hey, let's get this guy prepped. We got to take him to surgery. He's about to die. And like Inky said, what happened is he ruptured an artery in his pectoral region, and he was bleeding out. And so they had to do all these surgeries, and basically his right, I believe it's his right arm is non-functional. He can't do anything with it. And this guy's gotten into motivational speaking, and I mean, just a warm, heart-wrenching story, where this guy had it rough, made it to a certain level, was fixing to really be at a certain level financially, he made it into the NFL, and all of a sudden that was taken away from him, and he didn't stop, he didn't give up, he kept going, and he's gotten himself into other things, and he's made a name for himself, and he's doing well financially. And anyway, but he's a good one. I've never heard any language, profanity from him, so that's a good one with kids. And then I'm also into car videos. And this is just purely entertainment. No, I don't, You may get knowledge out of it if you know about cars or whatever, but one of my favorite ones is Daily Driven Exotics, and it's a car channel, and the guy, several guys that started this company, but they've got like a Lamborghini Huracan, an Audi R8, another guy, he just bought I forget what year it is, but it's a Lamborghini Murcielago, and they do quite a few videos on that, and they're pretty much daily or every other day. And Damon Fryer is the guy's name, and he's out of Canada, but it's called Daily Driven Exotics, and that one's a good one. Is some language in there, but not overly bad. And then another car YouTube channel I'll watch is Vehicle Virgins. And this one is pretty clean. Guy's name is Parker Nierenstein. But this guy does, out of all the car YouTube channels I've watched, he's one of the good ones with car reviews. And he asks questions, presents questions and answers about things a lot of people don't even think about. And so I like watching him as well. He's another good one. And then probably one of the ones I spend the most time watching is he's actually got three different channels. His name's Matt Carricker, and he's actually here in Texas, and he's got Demolition Ranches, which is more gun-oriented stuff, which I love. And then also he's got Off the Ranch, which is they him and his wife have three kids, so it's kind of daily stuff, just their life. And then he doesn't post daily, but it's their life. And then some he owns a couple of, he owns a vet clinic and then also a branding company, and so talks about that and shows you the behind the scenes stuff at the branding company and the vet ranch or whatever. But most of it's just family oriented stuff. Every once in a while on these channels he'll slip and cuss, or most of them are bleeped out and you kind of still see, but I mean, let my daughter watch it. It's just if I watch one, there's something in there, we kind of be I'd be like, hey, don't watch it tonight or whatever. And then another one is he has his vet ranch, and the vet ranch is funded by donations. I believe it's a nonprofit, but they show, and they actually you can watch two different videos. One is unedited, the other is kind of blurred out on surgeries of the pets or whatever. So anyway, but yeah, it's a cool show, and it's one that you can definitely let your kids watch. And my daughter loves Vet Ranch. She's into things like that. So anyway, but we let her watch those and Demolition Ranch and Off the Ranch. But yeah, I just wanted to share these channels with y'all. I don't know how much y'all are into listening, watching YouTube videos. I know I like it. I don't spend like hours upon hours watching it, but any of these channels, but I will like daily check out YouTube, so it's a fun getaway. And certain ones, they can be motivational or life inspiring, and you can learn something from them. A lot of times I watch just off the wall stuff and just kind of see how people do their videos, how they put them together, the different parts of their videos. And I'm still working on my channel, and I've got to get better at editing so that way I can get the videos edited. My thing is it's just a pain to get them, especially if I shoot, stop shooting, shoot again, all that, tying the videos together. So I've done a couple, but not a lot. But anyway, that's it for today's show. Gonna post another one this coming week, and I'm also gonna put up a YouTube video this week. And next week we're out We're going see family for Christmas, so I'll be out kind of the 21st through the till the day after Christmas or the day of Christmas. We have to come back because I have to go to work. I have to work on the 26th on my real job, so but we're looking forward to that. But I'm going to try to do a podcast while we're out and maybe shoot some videos so I can upload. I think that'd be pretty cool. We're leaving this area, so can maybe catch some shots of our trip on the way up or do a podcast on the way up or something like that. But until next time, I'm your host, Robert Hutchins. Check out our website, www.coastalbendchat.com, on Twitter, our handle is @coastalbendchat, on Instagram @coastal_bend_chat, Facebook, you just search the Coastal Bend Chat, and then email is coastalbendchat@gmail.com. If you ever want to send us an email, feel free. Suggestions, comments, thoughts, something you'd like to see me talk about, I'd be more than happy to do it. Anyway, until next time, thank you for listening. Y'all have a great week coming up, and a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you before then. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.